Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Krypton exploded, but after Krypton airs on the Sci-Fi Channel, it's our podcast, After Krypton. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete.
And as mentioned, you're listening to After Krypton. We're going to be talking about the season two premiere, Light Years from Home. Very exciting. Very excited to get into this. Talk about what's going on with SEG. What's going on with Brainiac? What's going on with Zod? All of our friends are back, everybody.
The gang, against all odds, the gang all got back together. And I'll tell you what, against all odds, our gang all got back together.
Yeah, how is the show still on the air?
Well, because it did very well. So, Pete, just to establish for those of you who didn't listen to our preview episode, Pete was not in favor of Krypton. I think that's a fair way of putting it.
But you could Justin say I hated it.
I mean, that's all what right. I was dancing around.
Really, yeah.
Justin and I really liked the first season of the show a lot. We thought it was a lot of fun. So we're excited to chat about season two. I'm going to give you guys the recap, and then we're going to see what we all thought. So let's just hold in our feelings.
Let's just see. So chill. Hold in our just feelings. Like...
So I will say there's a lot of stuff that I got horribly wrong in the preview episode because I had clearly forgotten about it.
Right.
Because there's a lot more that was going on in the show that I'd forgotten about. So there's Segel, who is Superman's grandpa. He was trapped in the Phantom Zone along with Brainiac. He took Brainiac in there to prevent him from bottling up Kandor, which we know would destabilize the core of Krypton, eventually leading to Krypton's destruction, eventually leading to Superman returning home. The guy who figured that all out correctly is Adam Strange, who is a time traveler who traveled back in time. He thought to stop Brainiac, but it was actually General Zod had traveled back in time, and he hadn't realized it, who was trying to stop Brainiac in order to make sure that the planet Krypton was saved and Superman was never born.
And to take over Krypton and use Krypton as a platform to take over the universe.
Yep. Yeah, and part of that is he worked a couple of people over his side, including Segel, who turned out to be his dad, even though he didn't know it, and Light Azad, who Segel is in love with. Light Azad is Drew Zod, or General Zod's mom. She is the head of the Sagittarii, which is the military force on the planet. Meanwhile, are a couple of people that fell on the side of the rebels, including, I keep forgetting her name, Wallace Day.
Nyssa?
Nyssa, thank you. Nyssa Vell?
Yeah.
Nyssa Vex. Nyssa Vex, who is also kind of in love with Seg.
Great
love triangle. In fact,
she's posh.
Didn't exactly have a baby with him so much as...
Downloaded a baby.
Yeah, that's foreign.
Because on Krypton, you put your genetic material together the minute you're betrothed. And then you can just get
your
baby.
Yeah, but not in a sexy way. It's more like a poke your thumb, get some blood out of it, and then there's a baby type way.
That's the way I did it twice.
Really?
Yeah, what's sex? What's the draw?
Who even knows?
Oh, my God.
Who even likes it?
Yeah.
Come on.
Everybody likes it.
Everybody?
Well, okay, maybe
sex
not
is like pizza. It's everywhere, so who cares? You know, that's what I always say.
Yeah, man. It's everywhere. Don't eat it. That's what people say.
Oh, my God.
it's on the corner for a dollar.
Other folks that you need to know, there is, oh, my gosh, I'm blanking on her name. The leader of the resistance is...
One-Eye?
Yeah, Old One-Eye.
Old One-Eye.
No, her name is... boy, it's in these notes somewhere.
Doesn't matter. There's a resistance.
Riker?
No. No. That's from Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Don't even worry about it. I've paid a lot of attention to the show. So there is a resistance who is fighting against Zod. Also, there was a cult that they encountered that was hiding the creature Doomsday. Doomsday escaped at the end of last season. And also, Nyssa Vex's dad also was kind of a dick. He had escaped.
Huge dick. Huge dick. Betrayed everyone all the time.
Right.
Yeah. Sycophant.
He was supposed to be dead, but he wasn't actually dead. The other person that was supposed to be dead that wasn't actually dead was Seg's grandpa, who died in the season one premiere, turned out to actually be alive, came back from the Phantom Zone, and is there to help.
Was a hologram for all of the
first
season.
No, he was a robot, right. Was he?
No, he was a hologram. Oh. Yeah, they're different.
Hologram's like a robot of light.
Ooh. Cool. That's pretty good. And the place where we left Adam Strange at the end of the last season is he had zapped somewhere else. We had no idea what else. It kind of looked like Earth, except that there was a General Zod statue there, and everybody was frozen. And when the camera zoomed back, it turned out he was actually in a bottled city a la Brainiac. So what's going on there? What's happening?
Yeah.
That's where we pick up in season two. Lots of stuff happened in this episode. Do we want to talk about general feelings, or do we want to...
Why don't we do the blow-by-blow?
Who's General Feelings? Does he work for General Zod?
Yeah, they're partners. Cool. General Feelings hasn't showed up yet, but I got to say...
Real good cop, bad cop.
Yeah. What do you guys want to do with this takeover, huh? What's happening? What do you want to talk about?
I'm getting a lot of you conquered people. I'm getting a lot of anger. Yeah. I'm getting a lot of anger from your feelings.
You seem to be starving not just for food, but also emotions.
What do you think our general feelings, Pete LePage?
Fuck you guys.
So yeah, let's talk about our general feelings on the show first, okay. Before we on the episode.
Yeah,
I think my feelings are kind of like really summed up when the first time you see Adam Strange, he gets kind of kicked in the nuts, and that kind of sums up the whole first season.
Okay.
It was weird that the character that did that said this is for the first season when he kicked him in the nuts. It was a little...
Every time he kind of like dropped in somewhere, he hurt himself. It was kind of a weird thing that kept happening.
Theme, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but... So you don't like this show because it doesn't have Superman in it, and you feel like it's...
No, I don't like the show because of the poor character choices. They focus on weird stuff, and, you know, it was a lot of, like... I don't understand a lot of the character's motivation, you know, like, you know, the Zod's daughter is obviously a part of something evil, and she was smarter than that in the first season, but now she seems cool with it, or she's playing along. It's just really confusing to me how they were being led by this many faces God, and everybody was cool with that. I don't know. I just had a hard time getting behind what was happening and also the way people were acting about stuff.
See, I think I like the show. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, maybe to give those who didn't necessarily watch the episode, I think we can give like a broad overview rather than a beat-by-beat overview, because there is a lot of stuff that happens in the episode, but basically we're split into two different chains of things that's happening. There's the stuff that's happening on Krypton, and there's stuff with happening with Seg. With Seg, he's trapped in the Phantom Zone. He's seeing a lot of visions.
Horrible stuff.
Horrible visions. Eventually, he sees his granddad, who tells him to use this crystal to break out of the Phantom Zone. He does. The Sunstone.
Which has the power of the sun, which is what Superman... I think we're going to get to see some Superman-esque powers.
It turns out that it wasn't his grandpa. It was actually Brainiac. Should have figured that out.
Yeah, who didn't see that coming?
Because he was only in the Phantom Zone with Brainiac.
Yep.
But then they both break out together. They end up on Kalu, which is Brainiac's home planet, which is now no longer a techno-paradise, but overrun with plants and trees and things like that.
What a fun odd couple pairing that is.
Brainiac and Seg fight. Seg kills Brainiac pretty violently.
We don't see it.
Yeah.
I liked the way that it was presented.
We'll get back to that in a second. Yeah. And then at the end of the episode, Adam Strange shows up, and Adam and Segel are captured by Lobo, who we meet for the first time. We'll get to your feelings. It seems like you're very excited about Lobo, Pete.
Yeah, it's the only reason I'm going to keep watching this shitty show.
Interesting. Meanwhile, on Krypton, lots of stuff going on, lots of finagling, lots of moving parts. The Resistance is trying to fight back against General Zod. General Zod, meanwhile, is trying to find Doomsday because he wants to use Doomsday to basically raise every planet in the universe, wipe it out, and then turn it into a Kryptonian paradise. They find out that Zod has been building an enormous fleet that has been doing exactly that, even without Doomsday, and terraforming other planets to make way for a Kryptonian empire. Adam Strange is jumping around trying to figure out what's going on, while everybody else is feeling very conflicted and carrying around several of Seg's babies. Leitazod feels conflicted. I will say, Leitazod feels conflicted because she knows that Zod, Drew Zod, is half Segel. And so she knows that even if she is bad, Segel is good. So Drew Zod has that in him, and she wants to try to figure out a way to bring that out. Meanwhile, Nyssa is trying to figure out what to do with her baby. She eventually hands off the baby. The baby gets taken by Zod.
Korbex is the baby.
Yeah, but before that, she takes out her father. She finds her father, and it looks like her father actually dies this time.
Well, she doesn't kill him.
Yeah, she doesn't kill him.
The dude, Zod's, or Light of Zod, shoots the father. Yeah. She's trying to find out what happened with her mother.
She's trying to get some truth.
Because we find out at the end of last season that she's actually a clone of herself because her mother and her original body were killed in an accident.
Yeah. So we get all of that. There's a couple of other things that happened throughout the episode, but let's get back to it. What were you going to say, Justin? What were your thoughts?
You liked the way they cut away from action and then cut back?
No, I did like that. But I also want to say the stuff that Pete doesn't like about the show I think is interesting because they really established Krypton as this different culture. Where Light of Zod, who is a character we're meant to like because she's in love with Seg and Seg's in love with her, but she comes from this culture of war, of military, where you don't disobey orders, all these things. So it's difficult for her. In this episode, she's like torturing someone. She is.
Yeah.
Which is bad.
Yeah. But she's loving it, and then she's like, oh, I wish
no,
I could
she didn't
stop
it. She, I, oh, I think, yeah, she no, is. I think she's acting. Just at that moment, she has to put on a face in order to torture this lady. I did like the shot very much where she steps out, and it turns out not just that lady's being tortured.
Everybody's being
tortured.
Yeah, that's cool shot.
No, what I'm saying, Pete, I know makes you very angry, but what I'm saying is it's interesting that a show is willing to put their protagonists into these tough situations, and because she grew up as this in this military guild, she had her whole life she's been trained to do this, be this certain way, and her relationship with Seg last season allowed her to change a little bit.
Yeah,
and
then now they're a better person, and now she's back to being shitty.
Yeah, because Seg left, and she's too entrenched in this lifestyle.
So
and
be
her
brave, live your best fucking life.
That's the point. I think we're gonna see her do that, but they have to start with her in this particular position. And then move out of it. There's a great moment. She's torturing this woman, and I think she is doing it. And then the way they torture is they reprogram their brains, and then she sees her later, and you see her react and be like, "Oh, this feels bad." And so I think that's the spark that you can grab onto and be like, "Oh, that is a good spark."
They just nodded at each other as they walked down the hall. And
but there's a reason. There's a reason that they showed that it wasn't an accident that she walked past her. Then, and then we have General Zod, who she believes is good, and we know he's not. So that makes her. That puts her.
How
in another
How could you believe this guy is good? There's nothing
because she loves Seg and she knows that Seg is good. And if you had a kid with someone who you loved and know is good, and the kid is bad, you'd still try to fight for that kid. Because
that's not what you're talking about.
Both my kids are evil.
Oh, okay.
The 50% dad is clearly evil. She's seen it with her own eyes.
Who's Zod?
Yeah.
Yes, but she also believes him to be good because of Seg.
You got enormous statues of yourself, that's a fucking sign
that
you're
a bad
guy.
No, but here's the other thing. And this, I don't want to turn this into a fight again, but Kryptonian culture, we know, is militaristic. This is how they were raised, right? So if he's going around and pushing them as a military and saying, this is Kryptonian's destiny, this is what we need to do, I am fighting for Krypton, we are going to make this entire universe into a Kryptonian paradise, that's not a bad thing from their perspective. We as human beings, as people watching this TV show, no, that's bad. We as comic book readers know that General Zod is bad, but the military guild does not know that it is bad.
Yeah, they think it's good.
Light of Zod, in fact, is the only person that has any suspicion that this is bad.
It's like politics. Like, your politics are a certain way. If your family or friends follow a different party or a different president, per se, you don't hate them even though you disagree with what they're doing. And that's the same situation these characters are in, and that is frustrating, I understand, but if everyone was good and doing well and having a great time, it wouldn't be a TV show.
I'm not saying that a good TV show is holding hands and running down the street. It's just...
That's dangerous.
It's very painful to watch all this shit.
Right,
it's also painful to watch people running down the street holding hands and getting hit by cars. But you love that show.
Oh my
God. We recap that on our other podcast every week.
Okay, so let's talk about the bullshit of... okay, Brainiac was the bad guy. Nobody could take him out. Fucking Zeg or whatever the fuck his name is.
Zeg.
Yeah. So he's on a planet alone with fucking Brainiac. Decides, you know what? I'm not going to team up with you and have this fucking rom-com bullshit where we get along until we don't get along. And, you know, we've seen that play out a million times. He goes, okay, we're fighting here and now. Cut away. Cut back. He has a branch in his hand and Brainiac's brains are just beating the fuck out and they're spilling everywhere.
Yeah.
You believe that that's what happened?
No, of course not.
Yeah, no, something's going to happen with that, but... I'm fine with the way they did that, as it creates a mystery that we can now
cool
figure out what it is.
Yeah, but hold on. I can't tell whether you're saying you just generally you don't like that happened, that Seg attacked Brainiac, or you don't like
I just didn't believe that he could take Brainiac. Brainiac could stop him with his hand movements and freeze him in time.
Well, there was that thing where Brainiac was like, oh, I'm having a little trouble here.
And he's not fist fight Iac. He's Brainiac. So he's
cool. So yeah, there's no way he could stop a branch coming at him.
I don't know.
That's actually his weakness in the comic books. I don't know if you read that, but his weakness is branches.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Exactly.
Yeah, Brainiac's a real, real bad guy villain there. Yeah.
Yeah. His arch enemy is Branchiac.
Sweet. I'm sure it'll be a spinoff and you guys will love it.
But I guess what I'm saying is across the board, this good drama is when characters are in bad situations and you get to see them. Unpredictably work their way through it. And this show, I think, does a good job of, we don't know what's going to happen. Like, if we just cover all, like, Lyta, we've already talked about, she seems like she's in a bad spot, but maybe we're going to see her redeem herself. Nyssa is captured over the course by Lyta. We see her lose her kid to Zod.
What was it? Mama, what's her face?
Mama Zed, which Mama I will say, Zed, sort of odd to name her that.
Yeah, I mean, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, she shows up out of nowhere. Hey, it's Mama Zed.
Well, because there was Zed.
Trust you with my
there
baby.
Was Zed, the bartender, the last season.
Yeah.
Clearly, they could not bring him back for season two. And they're like, what do we do? Oh, it's Mama Zed. Oh, it's his mom. There we go.
Well, just in general, it's like the names in the show are hard enough to keep track of. Why would they name someone something so close to Zod? Like, they could use any letters.
I don't know. There's also another planet that they're going to that's like Thorvel or something like that.
Wagthor.
Which
I was like,
I thought I misheard that first five times.
Definitely. It is funny the way they do this.
Yes. That's true to the comics, though. I mean, that is the way things are structured in the comics, so they are staying consistent with that.
What do you guys think, when they first get to Kalu, Seg, and Brainiac, something goes off called a shithead detector?
Yeah. And I couldn't tell if it was talking about Brainiac or Zeg. Like, either one of these two are shitheads, so like...
I think it was Seg, and I think it was an alarm that Adam Strange, it brought
Adam
Strange.
No. That was Lobo.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. And it was both of them. Because
I thought it was Strange's, because he was talking about some kind of alarm he had.
Because he showed up.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Funny.
Why would Adam Strange call him a shithead? No, I took it as...
Well, Adam Strange is getting hit in the nuts, and he's the comedy relief, so I thought...
Yeah, but that's classic Lobo. Like, that's classic Lobo.
No, you're right. You're right.
A bunch of shitheads showed up here.
Yeah, I didn't think of that, because I agree. I was on Pete with this, where Adam Strange talks just like us. He says Johnson and Chubb.
Yeah.
He's got a real chub. I was like, Jesus.
He's got a real chub for this planet.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
It's like, lay off, dude.
Jesus Christ.
So when it said shithead, I was like, there's Adam Strange just being funny again.
Yeah, I thought that was his comedy. Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
No, I think you're right.
It makes more sense now.
Because I didn't expect to see Lobo in this first episode.
Yeah.
I was very surprised to have him.
Saved me.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's jump ahead to Lobo showing up at the end. So Lobo shows up there. This is our first ever live action Lobo, right? How'd you feel about it, Pete?
Well, I've loved Lobo as a comic book character for a long time, and I was super nervous about this show. But so far, I feel like they're doing a good job with him. I wanted him to be a little beefier, but I loved when he said frag. I thought like he wasn't overdoing it. It was just kind of right in the pocket, and I'm very excited to see, hopefully, that this character be good.
How do you feel about it as not the biggest Lobo fan?
Not a big, I mean, I was like, wow, he looks like a member of KISS. And I wrote that down in my notes. And then Adam Strange made the joke. And I was like, oh, now I feel stupid. This man I was making fun of is making the same joke as me. But I thought it was all right. That's the thing with Lobo. Lobo feels like such a like 80s sort of invented very quickly character as like, this is the Space Wolverine.
Yep.
And that's the way it definitely felt in this episode to me. I hope we get a little bit more. I'd love a Lobo episode where we get to see him hang out. I want to watch him put his makeup on because he clearly is wearing a lot of makeup.
No, that's just how he looks. Yeah.
That's just the way he is. Oh, okay, cool. No, I know that. So, yeah, I hope we get more backstory because he feels like a dude who's badass for the sake of being badass when I want to know.
I mean, that's what he is. Yeah, that's all Lobo is.
Sometimes they're just badass dudes. You got to come to grips with that.
But he did nothing to earn it in this episode. The only reason we know that
that's
is because...
That's who he is, though.
Yeah,
why
but
does he have
the
to
only
earn
reason,
who he is?
So because what if he had never known who Lobo is? He walks in, and it's one of those moments where like you expect the fans to be like, yeah, but for someone... From a storytelling perspective, I want to see, show me, don't just have him show up and I know that he's
so
badass.
For those of you who aren't familiar with Lobo from the comics, this is basically his backstory. He is a Zarnian. I never know how to pronounce that.
That's right. Okay.
Zarnian, he got super pissed off with his planet, killed everybody on his planet. He is able to regenerate from one drop of his own blood if necessary. He rides a bike, he gets drunk, and he works as a bounty hunter. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, yeah. Once he takes a bounty, that's it. He delivers.
Right, and he usually tussles with Superman, and that's his whole thing. Yeah.
Like, he's got super strength.
Is, to your point, Justin, he is Wolverine without any complicated backstory. Like, there is, he killed his entire planet, but just because they kind of annoyed him a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not even Thanos level, where Thanos is like, I'm going to teach a lesson and show myself to the entire universe. It was like they stepped on his toes, and he was like, eh, gonna wipe all you guys out. That's it. That we're done with that now. It's not a very complicated character, so I'm not sure what else they could bring to him, or if I want to see him sit down with Seg and be like, you know, my childhood, when I was younger.
I'm not saying I need to see that. I just want to see something.
I agree with you. I want to see more.
Yeah.
I don't need any bullshit on it, though. I just want to see him being him, because he's the only reason I'm still watching this goddamn show.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to say to you, but I'm saying, dude rolls up and he's like, I'm punching both you out, and then I'm going to talk to your knocked out bodies.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
And I have a chain in my hands. When a rope, that's a part when a
of
rope,
who he, when it's a his rope favorite.
I don't know. If I don't know who Lobo is, I'm watching the show and I'm like, why is he should have a rope or something.
That was your
what the fuck, man?
Chains
that's his favorite. That's his like favorite
but
weapon
you know,
of choice.
But you know that,
right?
Yeah. What you need is a flashback scene of him going to the hardware store,
exactly.
And then being like, "Well, you can have a rope, but chains on sale this week. Two for one, buddy."
Now we're talking. That's backstory.
A good scene, especially if it's like a Green Lantern store or something like that.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Definitely something like that, like or Lowe's Bow.
Ooh, that's good. I was trying to think about something with Home Depot, but I couldn't come up with it.
Me too, and I was like, oh, it's harder to rhyme, but Lowe's Bow, I think, is that's where I buy my supplies.
Pete, you got any good jokes about hardware stores?
Nope.
Oh, man. this episode was not very good. I'm just going to tell you.
Why didn't you like it?
Yes.
I just felt like the... I'm not exactly halfway between you guys just because, like, I don't really care about Lobo that much.
Yeah.
I think some of the actors on here are pretty good. You mentioned the actress who plays Light Azad, the actress who plays Nyssa Vex. They're both very good,
yeah,
and
I
like the stuff that they as actresses are doing on the show. But there's a lot of weird, shoddy, quick plotting that went on in this episode, particularly when it comes to Seg. I understand that there's probably a feint going on with the Brainiac thing, but the fact that he's in the Phantom Zone seemed pretty much fine in the Phantom Zone, other than the fact that he had like a kind of a beard. And then he gets out of the Phantom Zone and he's like, wow, I thought you'd be more shaken up by being in the Phantom Zone. He's like, no, I'm pretty much fine.
Yeah.
And then he kills Brainiac, and then we come back from that, and that's the point that he's shaken up. Was strange to me. It felt like if he was trapped in the Phantom Zone for that long, just on a basic level, having him come out and be a little shaken and not just a cocky dude seems like they don't quite understand what's going on with the Phantom Zone to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or the fact that he wasn't shaken till his tussle with Brainiac is kind of like a nod to the fact that it's no longer him. It's Brainiac inside that dude.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Things like that, things like a lot of the stuff going on Krypton itself, where there was a lot of running around and blasting of characters that I don't particularly care about or understand who they are yet, were frustrating to me. Yeah. A lot of the Adam Strange stuff, he's playing a very lazy delivery dude.
Yeah, I don't love Adam Strange so far.
I didn't mind him the first season. Like, yeah. I liked him in the first season, and I liked his delivery. There was something very weird about the way he was playing stuff in this first episode here. Yeah. And I don't know if it was the lines or the direction or whatever it was, but it was like he wandered in, they gave him his lines 3 seconds before that, and he jumped into it.
Yeah, he also had more to do in this episode than in previous episodes. And he's sort of the bridge between a lot of the different characters. I don't know. I definitely like it more than you guys, clearly, but because I like the Krypton stuff, the cultural stuff. I like the stuff that's happening with Lyta and Nyssa. And I think that it'll get... last season, I liked a lot of the religious commentary and all that stuff with the Many-Faced God. So I'm hoping we get more.
Season premieres, particularly season two premieres, can be very rough. Like, you and I were in agreement that season one ended in this enormous place where they took a lot of chances, wrote themselves into a corner with anything. But then what you got to do when you write yourself in a corner is you got to write yourself out of that corner. And that's, I think, what they were doing here. So even though I didn't particularly like this episode, I'm eager to see if they can right the ship in the second episode and get back on track, particularly because they do have all these elements in place now, right? Like, I don't want to see them take an entire season being cagey about Doomsday, because that's not what they would have done in season one. They would have just thrown it all at the wall and see what stuck. So hopefully they'll do that. I want to see... even though I wasn't crazy about this episode, I'm excited to see Doomsday fight Lobo. I'm excited to see Brainiac come out and pop out of Seg's head or whatever's going to happen. Yeah. I'm excited to see them all fight General Zod. And I think ultimately we're going to end up in some situation, like you said, where Seg uses the Sunstone to give himself Superman powers. That's going to be a lot of fun.
That'll be cool.
I hope they head in those directions. So even though I felt like this was a very roughly written hour of television, I'm curious to see what they do going forward.
I keep trying to focus on what you're saying. I keep trying to say, like, hey, maybe there's going to be fun stuff. Maybe there's going to be fun stuff. So I sit through it all. And I hope you're right.
You act like this is the single greatest despair in your life.
So far it is.
Wow.
Wow.
What a charmed life.
It's really just
watching
been great.
42 minutes of television is the
and then
one.
Talking about it for another half an hour.
Yeah.
I'm sorry this took so much away from your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a black
eye. Well, thank
eye.
You for acknowledging that.
Anytime, bro.
The sacrifices that I do for you guys, you know?
Man, you are like the Seg to my Adam Strange. Here's what I will say, Pete. We gave you a preview episode of watching one episode. You'll stick with it for one more episode beyond this?
I'll give it one more up.
Every show, he's going to really... I predict Pete will come back every week.
He's like the Dread Pirate Roberts of this podcast.
Nice.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
For Princess Bride. He'll surely kill us in the morning.
Yeah. Surely kill you in the morning.
Yeah, Pete got what I was talking about.
Yeah, no.
Anybody want a peanut?
We didn't really watch that.
Stop it now, I mean it.
No more rhyming and I mean it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really like movies.
Wow. This changed so much over the course of the episode where you guys became best fucking friends.
If you'd like to support our Best Friends podcast, patreon.com/comicbookclub. Also, we do a live show every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. at the People's Improv Theater Loft in New York. Come on by. We will yell at you about Krypton. Pete, what do you want to plug?
Friend us on Facebook so you get to know about the amazing guests we have on our upcoming shows.
Follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live.
Also on @AfterKrypton for Krypton-specific content. You can check us out at comicbookclublive.com for this podcast. Also subscribe on iTunes, Android, Spotify, or Stitcher. And we'll see you
after Krypton.
Oh, Lobo. Get a rope.